Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul. Presented by the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook and Top Fitness.
Coach?
Yeah.
How rough was that yesterday?
It was rough, man. We didn't get anything accomplished. We didn't play well in any phase and saw a team that was just, they were old. You know, they had, their defense was flying around and mixed up their stuff really well. Offensively, we started out okay and kind of pecked away at them. But as we got to the half and couldn't make anything happen there, we go into halftime and come back out and they bust right off the bat. You know, we were kind of on our heels more than we want to be in. And they just kept playing. They did a really good job with all of their stuff. They played the day they wanted and we played the day we didn't want.
That eye in the sky doesn't often lie, and you had a long flight home, I'm sure, to watch a bunch of that tape, Pete. Anything jump out from what you felt on the sidelines versus what you saw on the game tape flying home?
No, I don't. I think it was pretty easy to see this game. I mean, we couldn't get moving. You know, we couldn't get it moving on offense, and we started off kind of nice, but then a couple plays here and there, and they got up. But it wasn't up where we were out of range at all. You know, with the halftime right before halftime was kind of telling. You know, we got good field position, we got a turnover, and we can't make anything out of that. We go the wrong way, and then they get the ball back, and then they wind up scoring. You know, that was a real opportunity for us to hang in this thing and see if we could make something of it. And then that was we came back out. They moved the ball a little bit, and you know, I think we held them to a couple field goals the first two times, which was, we were just surviving, but we couldn't get anything going. So it was a really tough day across the board.
What was most concerning?
We couldn't move the football. You know, we couldn't get things going. We thought we would, you know, be able to find some stuff. They disguise really well. They're a mature defense. They do things really, in a smart fashion, and they mix real well. And we never got the rhythm. We needed to run the football in this game to keep them more, a little more fundamental, more basic, and we were unable to do that. And so that it kind of started there. But it was just a really good outing for them. And John did a great job with his team, and they played great in that football game.
Pete, are you ever a believer that sometimes a loss like this and just facing an opponent like this can be a good thing over the course of a season?
There's no doubt. Yeah, I do think that. I think we can see this. This would be a great jumping point for us to get back on track. A week ago, we were flying, you know, and ready to go. And then we come face this thing. I think we can get back on track. And fortunately, you know, we come back home, which is good. And we need to settle in and get our football right. And so it was a bad day for us. And there's no doubt about it.
The physical difference seemed to be, at least from our perspective, pretty extreme, that they just were more physical on that day. How does that translate moving forward? Is that something that can just be a one-day thing that you can get back to being more physical?
Well, there are days when you know it just doesn't work and you don't get it right. We had a good week. Our guys were jacked about the game. We were pumped up about it in pregame and all of that. All of the regular signs were in good shape, and then we just couldn't get going. We didn't hold as long as we'd like to, and then all of a sudden the game gets out and the score gets out, and now we're in a terrible day, you know. But I thought that we didn't see any signs of this coming. You know, we didn't see that at all. Like, we had a lull, or we were too cocky or whatever, you know. I thought they just outplayed us and took advantage of a really good home day for them.
If you played them again, if you had another shot to play them in another week or two, could the game go differently?
Yes. Sure could. Sure could. And there's plenty of ways to see that. So I'd love to play those guys again. That'd be a great game if we do. It'll come.
You know, I sensed a level of respect all week building up to this game, Pete, that you have for John. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it a number of times in the press conferences leading up. You certainly did yesterday. You just did this morning, just culturally, and what he has built in organizationally for decades there to kind of build a team exactly the way you like a team built, right? Physical, able to run the ball, play great defense. You know exactly who you are. It feels as if your respect factor for him and that organization is about as high as anybody.
Yeah, that's accurate, and I do feel that. And I've, you know, watched him over the years and known him over the years and know the family. We've been battling for years, and uh, I, I just I see the consistency of great football, you know, and I mentioned probably about his dad. You know, his dad was a great football coach as well. And the whole family coaches football at a really high level. And Johnny's got, he's got a great program going, and they're consistent. They kind of, they seem like they kind of stay under the radar a little bit, you know, in their way. I'm not sure, you know, maybe John, because he is kind of low-key in the media and all of that, but he's very firm and very clear in his messaging. And I do respect him a lot, and I did want to go see if we could match this thing up and go toe to toe with him. And unfortunately, we weren't able to hang in it.
He comes from special teams, right? Rather than offense or defense. Do you think that in any way has been, I don't know if an advantage is the right word, but is that a could that be, if you use it right, a help for a coach?
I definitely think it is. I definitely think it's a way, because
no bias on one side or the other.
Well, you coach the whole game, you know, when you're coaching special teams, and you have to see the perspective of the whole game and the flow of it and all of that. And it's a great upbringing as opposed to being on one side of the football and you don't know what's going on the other side, and you're not tuned into special teams either. So I do think it's a very good path for guys to become head coaches. You know, not everybody recognizes it. They're looking for the high-flying offensive guy or whatever. But John's proven that, and he's a terrific football coach. He's been consistent over the years, and you can see the culture is really stable. I have a great place to play. The fans were great. It was a really just a good setting for them. You can see how they could gain a lot of momentum out of this and maybe really get rolling.
Talk to me, Pete, about third downs and what has stood out yesterday, maybe in particular.
Yeah, well, that we couldn't get it done, you know, and 1 for 12, you know, how bad is that? One of our first ones. We bobble the ball in the first one, then the second one, I think we convert, and then we don't hit nothing all day long. You know, I mean, that's terrible. That you know, that's why the game feels like it feels, and it gets kind of lopsided, and it gets, you know, tilted in their favor. They're rolling, and we needed to throw and catch it. We needed to protect it better, all of that, and they're a very advanced team in terms of the things that they throw at you. They give you a big variety of things, and they're very aggressive with their thought and like to do it based on pressure, and they were able to keep us where we couldn't function the way we need to.
How big of a role does Geno play in that?
He's right in the middle of it. He's right in the middle of it, but he can only, you know, take what he has the opportunity to take, and we get broken down on protection, or if we misrun a route, or they cover us really well, you know, that all of those things can happen. He can't do it on by himself. He has to deliver when the opportunity presents itself. But they put pretty good clamps on us, and it was difficult, and we needed to come through, and we didn't do it.
I think one of the things I've learned from you over the years, Pete, you do love to run the ball because it, you know, completes a circle of toughness with everything else in your entire program, but you also love explosives. You don't mind throwing it. We'll talk to Mark Sanchez tomorrow once again. He'll be on the game this weekend, and you love pushing the ball down the field, an area you guys were elite last year, top, I think, 6 in the league. Where are you guys on your explosive numbers this season?
Yeah, we're not as effective as we have been. We just need the mix throughout. We're always okay. You know, we're a team that does look for those opportunities. We're not trying to dink the ball around. We're trying to run the football effectively so that we can do the rest of our game. And we like to keep out of the early down dropback stuff if we can by using the play actions and the movements and stuff. And we want to present all of the issues for the opponent, not just having to line up and empty and try to throw the football when they know exactly what you're doing, you know. So that's the style we're seeking, but yesterday we didn't get anything going in the right way, so it was very difficult, and it had added up. You know, the play before halftime, again, that was really where we kind of lost our opportunity to really hang tight with that game. Easily could have been, you know, in that game and one score game, and it wound up they get the ball back and they get the field goal. That was difficult.
I think it's really hard for certainly me, and I'm probably not alone, to judge game plan heading into or even out of a game. How did you feel about the game plan for yesterday?
Well, we had plenty of stuff. It was stuff and shots and opportunities and things. But when the rhythm is, you know, you're not converting, you don't get the next sequence of plays. You don't get the things that you're setting up and the things that you're unveiling, you know, in their game plan. You don't get enough looks at it. And so they're kind of ahead of you in that regard. They're still throwing out their game plan shots. And so we saw pressures on first and second down mixed in like they do. And they just kept us. We were not clean. Then we had three balls batted down, you know, maybe four, and that's unusual, and that helped them. It's just a dead nothing play, you get nothing out of it, you know. So, but it was hard.
One of the questions we got a lot from fans this morning was about the tight ends, and when the game is physical like that, is there, you know, earlier this year we saw a lot of the three tight end sets, which seemed to be pretty effective. Is there room to pivot mid-game or after the game and try to get back to more of the tight end usage?
Yeah, we had a little talk about that during the game, you know, but we just couldn't get a first down. You know, we needed to get first downs. We got three and outs a number of times. And it really goes back to the third down. You don't get to the variety of your plan. You know, you're barely getting a chance to show your plays. And if you run it and we're making 3 yards or 2 yards, you know, that's not bad. That's not the terrible part of it. It's just, what can you come back off of that and get the rest of your game plan unveiled? There's a whole card that we didn't even touch. You know, we couldn't get near it.
You know, you were asked about Geno post-game, Pete, a couple different times, and I could just, you know, knowing you through the years, see the reaction a little bit. And you know, if you had read that little text toy in front of Salk, we get all sorts of texts all show long from the audience. And the QB is always the biggest target, right? So they get paid what they get paid, but everybody's got an opinion on the quarterback. If you were just to judge, not even yesterday, but just in totality now through 8 games, where Geno is and where you need him or would like to see him continue to develop and grow, where is that?
Yeah, I would like for us to get rid of about 2 plays a game, you know, and get them out of there, and get the errors that turn into turnovers, however they come up. That's what we would love to see get out of our game. But the rest of it has to be in support of him, and he happens to be the guy that is in the focal point of the, you know, football. But we have to do the stuff around him to make him good, and he's busting his tail to do it. He's studying hard, working hard, and all of that, and he can make the throws and all. But we need to support him better. We did have, you know, the interception that we threw, we miscommunicated, that we missed the signals on the play, didn't get it conveyed right, and so we make a mistake and the ball goes up and it looks like, you know, we don't know what we're doing. So, you know, we have to help better and do all of it in connection with the execution of the offense. It's not just a one-guy show. But, of course, they get all the attention and the focus and all of that. He can play better. He certainly can play better. And, like, the throw that he makes to DK, I think it's before halftime, in the back of the end zone, you know, if Charles just holds up just a hair longer, he might not have that guy in his you know, front leg where he's stepping to throw the football, and the ball may be the touchdown pass we're looking for. You know, it was a great call. It was just as we practiced it, and then the ball doesn't get there. Ball, you know, gets knocked, wobbles a little bit. I think that tells us that he got knocked off a little bit on that. But, you know, so it's just a hair of difference between the success and the failure in plays. And Gino's doing his part. He's working hard at it.
I was thinking about your tenure here, and I guess probably in New England as well. I can't think of, other than maybe the one time with Matt at the end of that first year, a time where you've made any sort of a quarterback change mid-season. Is that philosophical or is that happenstance? Where does that come from? I mean, a lot of it was with Russ. He was here for a lot of the time playing pretty well as a starter. But is that – What does it take to make a quarterback change mid-season?
It should be obvious, you know. It should be an obvious situation that a guy's not doing his part. And you have to declare, you know, where the issues are. You know, is it with the guys up front not being consistent? Are we not doing our route stuff right? Are we not calling in the game for him? You know, you have to call all games for the quarterback. They're the key, and we have to make sure we're doing our part there. So there's a lot of aspects of that, and Geno shows us every day that he's got what he needs to play good football. And that doesn't say that Drew isn't either. Drew's working his tail off, and he's, you know, he would love to get this chance to play and help his club. But, you know, Geno's doing fine. We just need to help him around him. Obviously, when we don't protect his, you know, any better than we did yesterday, we can't run the ball, it's going to be hard, and it's going to go somewhere, and you guys are going to turn right to Geno. That's classic. You know, this is how it goes.
We talked a lot last week about the depth of this O-line. I've never seen 9 guys and 10 whenever Abe, and if he can come back, able to really step in and play. But can the group knock people off the ball a little bit more? Is that the next step for this crew? And obviously Baltimore and Cleveland got war daddies all over the place and in their building are awfully tough against everybody. But can this group get a little bit more physical in that run game, Pete?
Well, I hope so. Part of that is momentum too. You know, when you get rolling, you get it moving, where you have some consistency, and then you know, you guys start making themselves available to get blocked because they're trying to stop plays instead of just mm-hmm. playing technique and all that. That all happens. We did just face two terrific defenses, and this is the top of the league, and there'll be a couple others down the road here. The Niners will be loaded up with their defense as well. But these were two enormous challenges, and these two teams were very different in their way they're made up. But their effectiveness is obvious. I think didn't Cleveland get shut out yesterday? Yeah, I mean these are the top of the top, and so we're thinking that we can make progress from here, and we think that we can see that we can turn a corner here and really get rolling. So I loved the challenge of this game and that last game last week as well to see where we are, but unfortunately we weren't able to overcome what they bring. So but this is as hard as it gets.
When we sat here a week ago, we asked you about the trade deadline. You had a little Cheshire cat grin talking about how you were hoping John might make a move, and like an hour and a half later Leonard Williams arrives. So yeah. What did we make of Leonard Williams?
He played a good game. He played good, solid football. We rolled him in and out quite a bit, not to overload him with the calls and all the things that he had to do. But he did the things that he's capable of doing. He's very physical, very good technique wise, and held the line of scrimmage well. That's going to be a big factor for us.
We got to be careful with the optics that we see on television. They don't always tell the picture. But there were two of them that I'm curious about. Had a great shot. Gosh, I think it was third quarter, maybe second quarter, of you and Bobby Wagner, and Bobby coming over to you, and you guys had a pretty good discussion either about scheme or calls or something of any nature there. Just kind of curious if you remember that moment in the conversation with what looked like a captain seeking some answers there from you.
Well, I was talking to him about some stuff, just talking about the game and the calls and making sure that the adjustments were on point. I'm trying to feel them too. I'm trying to feel how's it going out there, there was some opportunities in there where they went a little bit quick, with their stuff, and he had to make a couple calls on his own. We were talking about that, and the flexibility that he has there. He has great command and all that. So we're just talking about the game is really what it was, and how we could stay on point.
There's another great shot of Devin Witherspoon on the sidelines there in the third quarter when it's unraveling a little bit, and he is feisty, not in a negative way at all, but you could feel that. Just like, man, maybe this is his first sense of real NFL adversity, a real challenge of an opponent that is just stepping on it, and to see him not get small, to see him not disappear, but actually be very, very vocal there with Jamal. How did your stud young rookie come out of that experience?
Well, I went to him in there a couple times, and said some stuff to him because I thought he was really getting after it, and I wanted to make sure that, he was clear and all that with what was happening, he's just like you want a guy to be. I mean, he's in it. He's really serious about, what's happening. How can he do his part and all that? He is not a guy that's, yapping about other people or, pointing a finger. And he is well placed in terms of accountability. And I love that about him. And he wants to, what can I do? So it's those discussions, that's trying to feel the guys, to feel where they are, what's happening, if they have any sense for something. I'm trying to learn too. I'm trying to compete to figure out what's going on out on the field and see if they have anything that they can share with me that can help me, help our guys. So that's just an ongoing conversation.
And speaking of competing there, when Lamar Jackson is healthy, Pete, I mean, with the rest of the arsenal that they've got around him, just you could draw stuff up and have an unbelievable plan on the whiteboard, right? And KJ told us Wednesday, when you play a guy like him and there's zone read and RPO and everything, it is assignment specific. Everyone's got to do their job. And yet he just has a gear and a speed at field level. What does he look like from your perspective to try to defend?
He's extremely confident, and he knows that he can get away with, and he has the ability to every pass is really it's a nightmare opportunity for the defense once he decides to take off. We'd rather have him throw the football, in general, but he causes the ultimate in problems for a defense, and that's as hard as the game gets. And again, you carry about 10 times 70 something yards, just kind of right where he was averaging, and we had a couple chances he didn't have to get out. We could have corralled him, but that's what he is capable of doing. He can make you miss, he can get out of the tackle and make that extra yardage. So it's a really difficult factor, and I think he's as confident as he's ever been. I think you can tell by the the kinds of throws that he's willing to do. You know, he'll drop his arm down, and he'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and he's kind of showing off out there sometimes because he can. And he's a fantastic football player.
I'd be pretty confident if I could run like that too.
Yeah, really.
It would really help my confidence in general if I had that kind of second gear to turn it into. Yeah.
What if I could even move at all? You. Yeah.
You know, that
what would that help you as a
that
radio host?
That would be pretty helpful in your life. That's for sure. So now what? Where do you go from here?
We got to turn the page. We got to go. We don't have any time but today to get turned and get rolling. You know, I'm not dwelling on this game. This is something that's such an outlier for us to play like that and to be in that situation that I'm not spending much time on that. We're going to fix the stuff we need to fix and address the issues, but we're going, and we'll be moving towards the next ball game.
How did you guys come out physically? I know Derek banged his shoulder, I think you said, post-game. Anybody else with a significant bump or bruise that's going to affect this week?
TJ banged his shoulder as well. Then Drake Thomas twisted his knee. We'll see what that's all about. I don't have any information from the MRI stuff right now, but those are the three guys that got banged in the game.
Hey, what's with all the hands-to-the-face penalties? It's been odd this year. It feels like there's just been a rash of those.
Yeah, there's been more conversation about it, you know, and for whatever reason, it's one of those topical issues that's come up, and so they're more likely to call it now because it's just, you know, it's just happening, and it's still a little unclear, you know, because if you don't sustain it and it isn't a real deliberate blow, you know, they can not call it. But I think the attention is still on the call, and so we might be getting more than we should. I don't know about the numbers right now on that one.
Sorry about your SC guys, Pete, but UW is kind of flying. I don't know if you got to watch any of that Saturday night in the hotel.
Yeah, I did get to check some of it out. It was
wow.
What a game, man. What an offensive display. Huh?
Yeah.
The defenses are just, I can't even imagine how they're feeling.
Have you had a chance to be around Kalen DeBoer at all yet?
No. Just one. I think he came out one time and we hung out. But very impressive. Very impressive in everything that they've done. Very impressive with where they came from, too, you know. This is remarkably notable that you know, they're often flying like they are.
He's like Coach, you, man. He empowers the people around him. So we know you will. We know you get back after today, Coach. And as always, after these tough ones, appreciate you coming in every single Monday with us, man.
You got it. We'll be getting after it.
All right, there you go. There goes Coach Carroll. Of course, we'll talk to him next week after the Washington game, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Until then, the hay
is in the barn.
See everybody.